The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I am an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to episode number 110, being recorded on July 23rd, 2007. Well, 2 weeks ago, I was in Philadelphia at the National Constitution Center, attending a workshop through the NEH, Landmarks of American History, series, and had a great time in Philadelphia. And we'll have some other podcasts from Philadelphia on some of those experiences, but also wanted to share with you a great event that actually was a little bit unexpected and unplanned. I actually left on Saturday. The workshop got over on Friday night, or Friday afternoon, and I attended a Phillies game on Friday night, and then my flight didn't actually leave Philadelphia until later in the afternoon on Saturday. And so a little bit earlier in the week, I had seen some advertisements for what was called Breakfast with Ben. And I thought that sounded kind of interesting, so I looked into it a little bit. And it happens every Saturday in Philadelphia. And basically what you do is you buy a ticket, and then you eat breakfast with Benjamin Franklin directly there at the Independence Center, in between the National Constitution Center and Independence Hall. And the tickets are $20 for adults and $13 for children age 12 and under. And I did ask a little bit about it, and they said you got a full breakfast with it, and you know, you figure you spend probably, you know, $10 or so at least for breakfast anyway. And so that'd be a neat thing to do. So I signed up and purchased tickets ahead of time, and then on Saturday morning went down to the visitor center, and I actually saw Ben Franklin getting out of his car. It was kind of unusual. I thought I'd actually take a picture of it, and I didn't get my camera out in time. But Ben Franklin drove up and parked his car, and then got some change out and put some change in the parking meter, and then walked across the street into the Independence Visitor Center. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I wish I would have had a camera out a little bit faster. But this is the Benjamin Franklin. I mean, the people that I talked to in Philadelphia said that this is the person that portrays Benjamin Franklin at every event. So it is a very, very authentic Benjamin Franklin. We waited outside to get inside the place where we were actually going to eat, and there were probably, I would say, about 30 of us, probably, and quite a few families, a lot of people with children, and Ben Franklin was out there kind of telling some stories and asking where everybody was from, things like that. And then we went inside and had actually a great breakfast. They had scrambled eggs and bacon. They had all kinds of different types of cereal and fruit. They had coffee and orange juice and all those kinds of things. So it actually was a very nice breakfast, and considering that you're going to spend maybe $10 for breakfast anyway, this was a really good breakfast. And he sat down and talked about a little bit about his growing up, talked about, you know, how many people were in his family, talked a little bit about coming to Philadelphia, and then, of course, talked a little bit about some of the other stories, setting up his printing office, the Declaration of Independence, how he went to France, being a part of the Constitutional Convention, things like that. But it was a really kind of informal, neat setting because, you know, if you kind of suspend realism for a little bit, you really could believe that this was Benjamin Franklin. And it was great for kids. I mean, if you have children and you're looking for something to do, I think this would be a great way to start a Saturday that you're in Philadelphia. You can actually talk to Ben Franklin, and he actually gathers the kids around at one point, and they all sit in front on the floor, and he kind of involves them in a story and things like that. And then afterwards, there's a little, kind of almost like a deck, just outside of the room where you actually have the breakfast. And you can take pictures with Ben Franklin, and I'll actually include the one picture that I took with Ben Franklin on the blog, but it's kind of a neat view because you've got Ben Franklin sitting down in this chair, and then you've got Independence Hall in the background. So it's just an ideal setting to take a picture with Ben Franklin. So that was very interesting as well. Then they actually gave you a coffee mug when you left, and I was really impressed by it. So if anyone is interested, I'd suggest checking it out. You can go to their website, which is www.breakfastwithben.com, and I checked that out today, and they're a little bit behind on the schedule. If you look on the calendar, I think they have through April 2007 up right now, but it looks like when you go to the button that says purchase tickets, it's throughout July and August and things like that. So definitely check that out. Or you can call the toll-free number, which is 800-537-7676. And then after I got done with the breakfast with Ben, it was kind of morbid, I guess, but I went across the street, and Ben Franklin's gravesite is actually right across the street from there. We actually walked by it every day when we left our hotel. We stayed at the Holiday Inn downtown in historic, or old city, I guess, as they call it. And we walked by Ben Franklin's grave every day as we went to the Constitution Center. So we actually did go by on Saturday, and it's called the Christ Church Cemetery, and you can pay $2 to go in and get a tour and kind of be able to walk around and stuff. You can see Ben Franklin's grave just from the street. There's kind of like a little gated part that they have open, and it's a tradition to actually toss a penny onto Ben Franklin's grave for good luck, and so people toss pennies and things. But if you actually want to get inside the cemetery, you pay $2, and I think they have a tour that starts at the beginning of each hour. But it is a really neat cemetery. It has 5 signers of the Declaration of Independence and quite a few other famous Philadelphians inside the cemetery. The other person that I was really interested in seeing the gravesite of was Benjamin Rush. You hear a lot about Dr. Rush when you read about anything that happened in colonial Philadelphia, and I remember a lot of different things about reading about how Benjamin Rush actually trained some of the members of the Corps of Discovery on how to basically be doctors out in the field. And if you've read any of the things on the Corps of Discovery, you know that they had a very powerful laxative with them that was actually called Rush's Thunderbolts. So I actually wanted to see that. And he also was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. So he's in there as well. And then for $1, you can actually buy a map that shows you where everybody's at, and I did purchase one of those so that I could kind of go through a self-guided tour because I was kind of short on time because I had to make sure that I got out to the airport to catch my flight. But very interesting. So if you want kind of a unique morning, you can go and talk with Benjamin Franklin in the morning, and then you can actually visit his gravesite and visit some of the other people that are actually there at Christ Church Cemetery right across the street. So that was my activities on my final Saturday in Philadelphia. Definitely go ahead and check it out. If you're doing something in Philadelphia with your family, like I said, I think it'd be a great way to start the day. Full breakfast, $12 for each child if you have a couple children, wouldn't actually be that bad. You do get a lot of food, and it's just kind of a neat once-in-a-lifetime experience to do while you're in Philadelphia. If you have any comments, possibly if you've ever attended one of these Breakfast with Ben sessions, please make sure that you comment on the blog. The blog is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can also email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And don't forget, you've got a couple more days yet to register for the listener appreciation gifts that I'm be giving away the first day of August. I have 2 books to give away. One is Guerrilla Season by Pat Hughes, and the other is Manhunt by James Swanson. And all you need to do is email me your name and where you listen to Speaking of History, and I'll include you in the drawing, and I will draw those the first part of August and then mail those copies of the books out to you. And the Guerrilla Season book is actually a hand signed copy by the author. I was able to have Pat autograph it when I was in Philadelphia 2 weeks ago. So thanks a lot for listening to Speaking of History. We'll continue to do some podcasts throughout the summer on various topics. Right now I'm about 2.5 weeks away from school starting here in Liberty, so summer is definitely winding down, but lots of great stuff to talk about on Speaking of History. So until next time, thanks for listening. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.